Hi, welcome to The Deadline. I'm Laura, your host and founder of the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society. Welcome to our second Halloween special show being recorded live here at Stanhope House in Stanhope, New Jersey. You can check them out on the web at www.stanhopehouse.com. So we've had a great time. We've had some interesting people we've met here.
Very much so.
Bobby, I think his interview will be on later in the show.
Yes.
And he told us some great historical data of the Stanhope House, as well as some very intriguing paranormal experiences he's had here. And we're very thankful to the Stanhope House for letting us be here. It's a Wednesday night. It's their Texas Hold'em night, so if you're into Texas Hold'em poker tournament, yeah. They do it every Wednesday night from 7 to 9 p.m.
No. They do two games, one starting at 7, one starting at 9.
Oh, okay. Oh, I thought, because on the sign it says 7 to 9 p.m.
No, it's 7 then 9. Oh, my God, you're yawning.
I'm sorry. Well, yeah, it's almost 9 o'clock. I mean, that's a long day for me, but... Anyway, Halloween was awesome. I didn't get a chance to go to ChillerCon because I had a lot of stuff going on this year, and I did promise my friends that I would go to their Halloween party, and I didn't even get to go with something scary and gory, my preference.
What do you mean? You went it yourself?
No. So, no, the deal is that I had to go as Satine from Moulin Rouge, and so...
Well, that's scary.
I know. Well, you know, it's scary, the thought of me trying to be that, but, you know, good party, good people, good fun, good haunted house.
Always.
Oh, like when I tell you, haunted. This is the ones I've told you about that had the clock that, like, only works at Christmas time when they decorate, and they've got the ghost.
Coming up again.
Yeah, the ghost of a little girl. They've got the ghost of the old woman that sits in the one bay window in the dining room. And
yeah, you need to find out exactly when they're going to be doing their tree, because that's usually when it starts, isn't it?
Right.
And you be there videotaping that thing.
Yeah, and taking some readings and stuff and seeing if the little girl, because, I mean, she's very vivid. She and the one ghost, Larry. Very, like, Larry, like, manifest full body, the whole nine yards. In fact, I told you the time my friend Peter was up in the attic, and he was looking for something, and he's scanning with the flashlight, and he sees the different shoes, sees a pair of boots, he keeps going, and he's like, wait a minute, we don't have boots like that. And he goes back with the light, looks at the boots, but he starts pulling the light up, and there's this face, like, leaning forward and looking at him, and he's like, and he just ran out of it, you know. Then he was out working in the yard, and he heard a little girl say right in his ear, "What you doing?" And he's like, "Well, I'm pulling it." And then he stopped, and he looked, and nobody was there. he was just doing yard work, so.
That stuff never happens to us.
Well, I'm open to see, you know. But anyway, so it was really cool to have it. They had the whole attic decorated real creepy with an old Ouija board and this chandelier with cobwebs and everything. That's like the little seance parlor in the attic. It's very cool. Very, very cool. Anyway, so I hope everybody had a great Halloween. And we have our upcoming meetings. All the meetings for the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society are free and open to the public to attend. All meetings start at 7 p.m. and end promptly at 8:30 p.m. Hazlitt, well, you know what? We've already missed their meeting. Excuse me, because it was November 1st by the time the show is uploading. So there's no meetings in December for any of the divisions because, you know, we like to honor the holiday spirit and keep families together. So there's no meetings in December. I'm still toying with the idea of maybe doing a bit of a party, but I'll see. I'm toying with that. I'm not 100% sure. Anyway, the next meeting that will still be taking place is November 21st. That's the Northwest Division out in Hackettstown. That's in the Community Center at 293 Main Street in the Blue Room. That's November 21st. It's headed up by myself. And then after that will be November 30th, the Northeast Division. And that's headed up by Laura Lindemann. And that takes place in the Bogota Recreation Center, located at 162 West Main Street in Bogota. So that'll be your last meeting of 2006, will be November 30th.
Man.
So, yeah, the year is drawing to a close.
Depending on Smallville, I might have to attend.
Why? What's up with Smallville?
It's Thursdays. That and Supernatural.
Yeah.
If the new episodes are done by the
Probably. They'll probably be going into their holiday hiatus thing at that point.
Yeah, but if they're not.
Oh, well, yeah, screw it, you know. So, you know, that'll be it. We'll see. I don't know if we'll do a holiday party or a gathering, but... I mean, worst comes to worst, I think myself, the team leaders, Dave Roundtree, we should just get together and get drunk.
Works for me.
Works, right?
We could all come right back into the stand-up.
Yeah. Well, it gets expensive. You know, it's cheaper to go out and just hit a big, huge, industrial-strength bottle and bring that back to the house. And
that's not, you don't have the ambiance.
Wait, is that table rapping I hear?
Was that table rapping? Yeah, really, or what? That was weird. Do you hear that?
If you can hear us, knock.
Knock three times on the ceiling if you want me.
A lot of us really want you.
Yeah, listen to that. Woo. Okay, well, let's skip along to shout out.
All right.
Now, each week, we will give a shout-out to a paranormal investigating group or ghost hunting club. We want to recognize those exceptional organizations out there in the field who are doing the research and sharing their findings via their websites. If you would like your group shouted at, send an email with a link to your site to the deadline at njghs.net. We'll check out your site, and if you make the grade, we'll email you to let you know which show your shout-out will be aired on. Now, this week's shout-out goes to Ghost Research Society. You can find them on the web at www.ghostresearch.org. This is headed up by Dale Kaczmarek. They have many investigations and photos and have been on countless TV shows like Sightings. But you know what I've come to find out? Dale Kaczmarek, you know how at all times I've done presentations and I have that picture of the woman sitting on the one, like, stone at Bachelor's Grove, full body apparition that was shot, supposedly broad daylight, infrared film, yada, yada, yada.
Right.
I always gave credit to Dale. I thought it was Dale's picture. I found out it was really a woman on his team who took that picture. And she, you know, her name escapes me now. I found it somewhere when I was doing some obscure research, and I was like, oh, my God. So she never really got the credit for it. It always went to...
You gave the props to someone else.
So anyway, but Dale was still pretty cool. I've seen him in action at the Maryland Coalition meeting, or the Northeast, or whatever the hell the conference was that Vince did a couple of years ago in July down in Baltimore, and that's where I met Dale. And he did a presentation. He had a lot of slides and stuff, and pictures and things. So, and you know, that picture did make it to Sightings. But then I've also heard throughout the community that now people say, oh no, it was totally fake. It was really Dale's girlfriend sitting there, and he took a picture. I'm like, I'm sorry, but... Right. I mean, you can tell by the way she's dressed and her hair and everything. That's not just someone from 20 years ago sitting there. But anyway, so congratulations to Ghost Research Society. They've been really slamming it out there and doing the research for at least 20, 25 years now, as far as I know. Yeah, he's been out it a while. So congratulations. And again, like I said, send in your website if you want us to take a look at it. Do you have what it takes to be a ghost hunter? Are you fascinated with the paranormal? Then why not take your interest to the next level and join the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society? For a $20 lifetime membership fee, you'll receive training on our cemetery hunts, get to participate on investigative teams for private investigations, and receive discounts on books we sell. Members also get the reduced rate on special events we offer throughout the year. You can PayPal right from the homepage of www.njghs.net or send your check or money order payable to Ghost Hunters to P.O. Box 8018, Parsippany, New Jersey 07054. Happy haunting.
Hi, this is Jeff Belanger of GhostVillage.com, and when I'm not out hunting ghosts and seeking out folklore, I'm listening to The Deadline.
Hi, welcome back. It's time for Parashare. Thanks to those of you who took the time to write in and share your great ghostly encounters and paranormal experiences. You're now entered in the monthly drawing for membership in the NJGHS, which is actually resuming this month of November. We will pick from all the people who have submitted Parashares for October and November, and one lucky winner will have membership in the NJGHS. So if you haven't already, please send in your Parashares to The Deadline at njghs.net, or you can use the form that's on the deadline page of the NJGHS website. And you know what? You hit submit, it comes right to me. Okay, and if your story really rocks, we'll invite you to come on the show and tell it yourself. All right. Now, we have a parashare. In addition to the interesting facts and data that Bobby shared with us of Stanhope House, where we're at tonight, live for our second Halloween Fiesta show here. Margaret Schultz has sent in a parashare. Good old Margaret from Connecticut. I mean old, like I know her so well now, not old insulting like age, okay? That's Brian's job to insult me on that level, not mine.
I haven't yet.
Well, yeah, it's a new show, it's a new day. Anyway, in 2004, my mother and I went to Gettysburg for a weekend visit. What else is out in Gettysburg? Oh, that's right, Ghost World Conference, taking place in July 2007.
Looking forward to it.
Yes, so check that out at ghostworldconference.com. Anyway, wished it could have been longer. On our second day, I went for a walk in Triangular Field. When you go in there, there is a path you can follow that goes almost all the way around the field. I was walking down this path when I felt like my pants leg got snagged on a weed or something on the ground. I reached down to remove whatever was around my leg, but nothing was there. At the time, I didn't think anything of it, so I just continued down the path. Once I reached the back, I was standing in an area that I had found out from a book I had read was supposed to hold a cold spot. I did not feel any cold spots, but where I was standing, I could look into the woods behind Triangular Field and see a lot of the interior of the woods. It was while I was looking into the woods that I heard what sounded like people walking. So I looked around to see if anyone was back there, but no one was there. I then realized that it was heading in my direction, so I just waited to see what came out of the woods. Nothing or no one came out of the woods. Kept hearing the walking, but nothing came out of the woods. Unfortunately, due to the fact that I was out of film from my mom's 35mm camera, and I was afraid to take my brand new digital camera in there, I had to leave. So up the path I went, taking photos all the way, nothing worth noting. I was on my way up the path, and I don't know if it was me being out of shape or someone letting me know that they had went through getting up the same path, but it felt as if I was weighted down all the way back to the entrance. It felt as if my body was heavier than normal. Oh, wow. As I said above, I didn't think about the things that actually happened while in there until much later in the day. Excuse me. It was while my mom and I were relaxing in the hotel room, looking at my pictures on my camera, when it dawned on me. What I felt when I thought I was tripping over a weed actually felt like someone had grabbed my leg. That was the weirdest thing that has ever happened to me in Gettysburg. On a final note, I went back to Triangular Field on Memorial Day of this year. When I got to the same spot at the end of the path where I heard the walking, I stood there in the shade for a little while because of the heat. After a little while, I heard it again, the walking. I thought you got to be kidding. Got to be kidding me. Here we go again. I heard the walking and looking into the woods, saw nothing or no one. Heard the walking getting closer and closer, and then up onto the wall that surrounds the field hopped several chipmunks. I was bummed. But for a ghost hunter, finding out the truth is what we have to deal with sometimes. We can't always get the ghosts. It's so true. Little chipmunks were doing that. Wow. Well, thank you, Margaret, so much for sharing that. That is awesome. And you know what? I want to go right to Haunted Trivia. You want to go right to Haunted Trivia?
What the hell?
Okay. Because we only have that one parashare, so let's just do Haunted Trivia. Okay. Last week you were asked, in honor of Halloween, what is the name of the actress who starred in the original movie of the same name, Halloween? Answer? Did you know this, Brian?
Of course.
And it is?
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Very good. Who are her parents?
Mr. and Mrs. Curtis?
No. Tony Curtis, and I think... who was the blonde? Was it Debbie Reynolds, or I don't know? It was some blonde that Tony Curtis was married to. Anyway, this week's Haunted Trivia has a skill level again of easy. I didn't have any of my books with me, so I had to pull these things out of my cranium, so they're easy.
No wonder.
There you go.
Old and easy.
Hey. What is the name of the famed ghost of the Myrtles Plantation in St. Francisville, Louisiana? Her picture is famous.
You know, why don't you just hand out the memberships here.
All right, but anyway, be the first person to email the correct name of the ghost of, that has her picture taken at the Myrtles Plantation to hauntedtrivia@njghs.net, and you'll win a CD crafted by our own Brian Sant of our podcast from September 2005 up to April 2006, and the official bumper sticker of the NJGHS. So send in your haunted trivia answer. If you're ready to take your ghost hunting to the next level, you're ready to be a certified paranormal investigator by the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society. The certification includes 4 hours of hands-on, concentrated training by the NJGHS leaders at the most haunted prison in the United States, Eastern State Penitentiary, located in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. To participate, you must have all of your own equipment. Register online at the NJGHS.net website certification page. Costs are $125 for current members and $145 for non-members of the NJGHS who will receive their membership going forward. PayPal, MasterCard, and Visa are accepted. Upon completion of the course, submission of your report of findings, and achieving a total point score of 80 or better, you will receive your certificate and new certified paranormal investigator card from the NJGHS. All the details are on the certification page of the NJGHS.net website. So what are you waiting for? Take your hobby seriously. Become a certified paranormal investigator.
Hi, I'm Donna Kent, president of Cosmic Society of Paranormal Investigation, and you're listening to The Deadline.
Okay, hi again. We're still here this week at the Stanhope House. It's stanhopehouse.com. It's a great place here in Stanhope, New Jersey, which is this Morris County still? In
Sussex.
Stanhope is Sussex County? Wow. I guess it must be a part of the county that dips down or something, right?
Yeah, the last of the L-shaped work.
Okay. Because, yeah, I didn't think we were that far out. Because to me, Sussex County is like way out there. But I'm here tonight. Well, of course, Brian's here, and Dave is somewhere. I don't know.
He went to the bathroom.
He went to the bathroom. So, but we're here with Bobby, who has been working here for like the past 2 years and change. And he started out when they were doing the renovations to Stanhope House, and still working here. And Bobby, I understand you have some interesting historical data. So if you can like bring our listeners up to speed on the history of Stanhope House, and you want to throw in any of the experiences that you've had while working here, that would be great. So here you go.
All right, we started the renovations here about almost going on 2 years ago. When we first started the renovations, we gutted the entire place. Everything went into dumpsters, including the sound booth and everything else. And then the bathrooms got torn up. And in the meantime, it was just 3 people working, and we needed one extra hammer. So we went and got materials, and they bought me a hammer. A little light hammer. I didn't like it. So about 4 days later, it ended up missing. We couldn't find it for like a week. And finally, the owner's husband and I tore up the bathroom floors. You know, cut through with a saw, pulled all the floors up. And about 3 days later, I went under there to cut some plumbing out, and there was my hammer laying underneath the floor.
Underneath the floor?
Underneath the floor that's never been torn up before.
Wow.
The floor was never torn up before, so somehow I got under there. There's no way to get into that area.
Oh,
so that was kind of weird. And the guy I was working with, Chuck, he's not big on ghosts, so he totally denied it and said one of the plumbers did it.
Oh, yeah. They tore up the floor, put the hammer there, and put it back.
Yes. So we had to cut it again.
Wow.
The Stanhope House has been standing almost in a condition it's been for the last 60 years, fully enclosed. The area we're sitting in now used to be an open area. The house used to come in a big horseshoe shape. The barn was over our head. The open area was here. Right behind us used to be the jail.
There was a jail?
Jail standing right about where he's standing.
Wow.
Wow, I should be locked up.
Yeah. 2 more feet? You could be.
What is with you in prisons, Brian?
I don't know.
It also used to be a town hall, a library. There's a lot of history with the Stanhope House.
So you said
and how long
this goes
it's been
back
there.
To 1789?
1789, I think, was a land acquisition brought forth by the one of the English colonists who owned the property, gave it to American property. He gave it to the American American owner. I can't remember his name, but Maureen would be able to tell you more about that.
Yeah, if we can get a hold of Maureen. I know she's been, like, evasive, to say the least.
Hey, I know, it's me.
No.
And we also moved the stairs that had 200 years of footprints going up and down them. We couldn't bear to throw them away.
Now, you said those stairs, those are the ones I saw behind the bar?
Yeah.
They're kind of leaned up and they're holding bottles and stuff now?
They used to be the entranceway to the main hotel area, which used to be a hotel.
So you was a hotel, too?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And some people even say a brothel, but...
I was just about to ask that.
Yeah. Well, with that amount of money going in and out of the bar, I'm surprised it was not. But it's been a bar for a long time, probably for 90% of its life. Section in the front was called the Puller's Bar. It was separate from everybody else's bar because they smelled so bad.
Really? Now, what were the pullers?
They're the ones who pulled the mules up and down the canal. As the canal came up, the people who were on the boats weren't motorized, they weren't oared. They were pulled by a mule. That's where that song came from. I have a mule. Her name is Sal. 60 miles in the Erie Canal. Well, this is basically the same thing. The mules did all the work. The barn in the back used to hold all the mules. This was a stopover for people on stagecoaches off the canal. So it's been around for
now. You're saying the Morris Canal for people who don't know the area, but the Morris Canal, I forget how many. That starts somewhere out in Pennsylvania, I think, right? It runs all the way down to like the port.
I think there's seven. I think there's 80 or to 110 miles or something like that of canal. And this was the last stop on the canal, which is Neckcombe, Stanhope area. And then a stagecoach would take you from here to where you wanted to go. But it's a 20-day trip on a stagecoach just to get to here.
Wow.
Jeez. A 20-day from
like New York or someplace else. There's always stopovers. You couldn't drive the mules. Couldn't drive the horses that fast. The terrain was rough because it's all uphill through rocky terrain. So the canal made it a more of a pleasant trip.
Yeah.
More of the richer people use the canal, and the businesses use the canal.
Now, I saw they have some really, if anybody gets out to Waterloo Village, they have a great display on the Morris Canal, different historical pictures of it and everything.
Yes.
Definitely should check out Waterloo. I think, actually, I got an email from the Cub Scout Master, and Waterloo did not get its state funding this year.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So, if anybody out there wants to really sign the petition, let me know. I'll forward you the email and to try and get state funding or to get some kind of funding back. Because Waterloo is a valuable historical site, not to mention haunted,
What county is Waterloo in?
It's right here at Stanhope. Basically, you can get to it from Stanhope, and
it's probably either Sussex or Morris.
Yeah, but I was sad to read that they didn't get their state funding, and now they may have to just shut down. And they've got some really neat, displays there. The people who are volunteering there and dress up in the costume, period costume, and give you some historical background. Put it this way: when I took my two boys this summer. Especially the younger one was the chief complainant. Oh, this is going to be boring. And by the end of it, he got to see sheep. He got to chase chickens. He was like, can we come back? I'm like, you've got to be kidding. And they also learned stuff. They saw the whole thing about the Morris Canal. They saw what life was like back then. And it's a valuable place. So.
I really think they should open up a small section of the Morris Canal where they can actually take a boat, have it pulled into a land dock, raise and lower it. I mean, open up one of those sections just so have.
That would be cool.
Absolutely, yeah.
Because I think that would bring back a lot of historical contributions to that that need.
So what else, Bobby, has happened here?
From what I heard, there was people who see a lady over by the old sound stage. Which is basically from that door to the front of the sound area right now.
Where the old sound booth was.
Yeah.
Okay.
You've never seen her, though, or heard her?
No, never heard her. I hear the stairs creaking that we put up every once in a while.
Wow.
But that's nothing. I think that's just because it's barely hanging there.
Or it could be residual haunting. People walked up and down, like you said, for 200 years. Maybe sometimes that just kind of replays itself.
Again, it's wood, it's not rocks.
Yeah.
I don't know how much resonation is left in rocks. But, I mean, wood, but rocks hold a lot more. I think the renovations they did back in the 1960s, when they tore down part of the stairwell going to the basement, they found old Civil War memorabilia like guns, rifles that somebody hidden through the walls.
Wow.
Nice.
And he sold them for a few hundred thousand.
Because
they were mint condition, never been touched, still no dust on them. they were wrapped up in burlap and stuck in a wall.
Oh, wow. Now, has anybody gone down the basement or any creepy feelings down there? Or?
There's no really creepy feelings down there. It's just that it's old. It's dank. There's no really floors to it. It's all dirt. The house has been renovated upon so many times. There's, I don't know, it's just a hodgepodge of different walls and sections and areas you can't get to and can get to. Some mutant bugs.
Yeah, I can imagine. I know. I was in a 140-year-old house, and I had to finish out 8th grade, and the basement was just rocks and dirt. And there were those blind crickets that are all over the walls.
Leopard kick. We found, when we were moving stuff around down there, they found some old tins, I guess, from the Prohibition area where we used to hide the liquor in the ground. Because we were trying to move some dirt out of the way, and we hit some metal boxes, and there's four from Leland Row dug into the ground. And I guess that during Prohibition, that's where we used to hide them.
Wow.
Was there any alcohol?
No, they were empty, dang it. I was looking forward to that myself.
That would have been some age on that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm blind.
Thanks,
I'm blind.
And I just snipped it.
Still in a bathtub ring.
One of the main reasons I started working at the Stanhope House was because, not just because of the history, but I came here 20 years ago and I happened to meet the new owners and got along with them well, and they were talking about doing renovations. So.
Wow.
I was kind of interested in doing it.
So then you've been, like you said, 20 years ago you came by here.
Yeah.
So you really have been around, seen it change over the time, and you've even had a hand in doing the renovation.
If you look behind you, you can't do this to your internet people, but if you look behind you, over the top of each one of those pieces of wood, there's Roman numerals, because this is not a blueprinted building.
Okay.
So what they do is put it on the wall on the ground dry, cut it, hone it with all hand tools, because there was no power tools back then, put it together dry, then bring it in here and tongue and groove it or dowel it together, and that's how the building was put together. But as we had the walls down, you can see all the Roman numerals to each beam that used to be here.
That's very cool.
You have to take a picture of that, put it up.
I can't even see it from here. Maybe
when you're done, when you walk over there with some lights, you'll see it.
Yeah. That's a good idea. I should.
I know it's a good idea. I thought of it.
But just about every beam has it.
Somehow we fit him and his ego through the night. I don't know how.
Sideways.
Well, I hope you listeners, please come to the Stanhope House and enjoy the history here, because it's definitely rich.
And the drinks are good.
And the drinks are good. The food. Food is excellent.
Yeah, I got to have the food. Brian was raving about it. Wouldn't you have a porterhouse steak?
Oh, the New York strip steak.
New York strip steak.
Strip steak is excellent.
Oh.
Like butter they cut. I know that.
Well, thank you so much, Bobby, for taking your time tonight. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Come back soon, people.
Yeah. You know, I got to tell you, the early bird registration for Ghost World Conference is over.
Uh-huh.
So the price has gone up. But it's still not staggering. You know, they're having a Ghost Expo down in Fredericksburg, Virginia in March of 2007.
Right.
And their off-the-bat price for the weekend is $155. And ours at, like, the walk-through-the-door at the very last minute price is going to be $150. So I think right now, I have to double check, but I think we went, actually, I just put the flyers away. That was stupid. But I think what are we at?
I don't know. You've got to tell me. Not like I read the flyers. I just work here. My gosh. Pull one out. Come on.
Here, let's see. All right. From November 2nd, 2006 to January 31st, 2007, it's $115 per person. From February 1st, 2007 to June 15th, 2007, it's $130 per person. So you have until June 15th, 2007 to pre-register at $130 per person. And the NJGHS buddy rate is $85 per person. That's good until April 30th, 2007. But if anybody out there, if you don't register by June 15th, 2007, you will have to pay at the door, which will be $150 per person. So it's still, and then, like I said, it's still $5 cheaper than the off-the-bat price of this Ghost Expo in Fredericksburg. And let's face it, Gettysburg is a hell of a lot nicer and more haunted than Fredericksburg.
Duh.
And we've got an amazing list of presenters: Charles Adams, Jeff Belanger, Rosemary Guiley, me, Mark Nesbitt.
Really?
Yeah, I know. Troy Taylor, Kelly Weaver, Vince Wilson, and John Zaffis. So we've got all those guys. Plus, we are having our paranormal awards on Sunday. We're having workshops on Sunday. There's going to be a presenter dinner. You know, if people want to register separately to have dinner with the presenters on Saturday night, there's going to be a pub crawl and a spirit circle with Kelly Weaver and all that stuff on Friday night. And you have to check out the website, ghostworldconference.com, because everything is on there, all the workshops. You can register for all the workshops now. And you can PayPal, or I think we have some Google buttons set up as well. So
yeah, not like I'd be able to do any of that. I mean, I'm going to be chained to the table.
That's right, you're working. So am I. Hey, you know, we got to have all that FaceTime.
Hey, you still get to mingle.
You'll get to mingle, don't worry. So yeah, so please, you know, for now it's going to be $115 up until January 31st. So
unless
that's still not bad.
You do the buddy rate.
Unless you do the buddy rate, exactly. And in order to do the buddy rate, you have to email me, and I have to verify that you're in the NJGHS database as a paid member. And then I will send you the link to the secret page wherein you can register for $85 per person. So make sure you do that. My email address is laurah@njghs.net. So, anyway, stay tuned to our website, www.njghs.net, and you can sign up for our Yahoo groups, which is NJGHS. The link is right there on the homepage. Same thing if you want to join, because if you join as a member of the NJGHS, not only do you get buddy rates for the Ghost World Conference, but you always get a reduced member rate for all the other things that we offer. Plus, you always get 10% off all the books that we sell. And the best part is you get to participate in the cemetery outings and any private investigations that we do. So it's only $20. It's a lifetime membership, so it's very well worth it. If you really want to, like our commercial says, take it to the next level and you want to be a certified paranormal investigator, that's $125 if you're a member, or $145, and then you get membership. And that's 4 hours, like Brian can tell you.
Yes.
Eastern
four
State.
4 hours of Eastern State Penitentiary. And it's just us there.
Yeah. That's what's really cool. It's like the five of you, the four trainees, the one trainer, and a member of Eastern State.
Yes.
And that's it. Six people in that entire, and that place is big. And having been down there again in like the daytime for all that filming, I couldn't believe it was like, you know, like, well, we're going to go over to this cell block and how far you walk, and really cool. So stay tuned to our website.
Wait,
yes,
a second.
What?
It's a new month.
That's right. Thank you.
My God.
I know, I know. Remember to go to podcastalley.com and vote for our show. We did pretty
losers.
Well. No, don't call them losers now. They've been doing well. I am very impressed. People are leaving comments, and very good comments and constructive comments.
Maybe it's because I'm ragging on them. They're doing it.
I don't know, but I want to applaud those of you who have really gone to bat for us and voted, because it really helped. We had, like, you know, in the low 200s, average rating for October.
Hey, we're still in the top 10%. Let's just look at that one.
That's true. That's true. So please vote for us at podcastalley.com. It only takes a couple clicks and you're done. So that would be great. And like I said, if you want to get the latest and greatest info, sign up for our Yahoo groups. The link's right on the homepage of njghs.net. So thanks again to the Stanhope House for letting us record here. You can find them on the web at stanhopehouse.com, or better yet, drop in at 45 Main Street and have a good steak.
Good meal.
A really good meal and some good company. And thanks to Brian Sant, the NJGHS technician and producer of The Deadline.
Hail to the king.
And our team leaders, Gregory and Sherry Irish and Laura Lindemann. And special thanks to Dave Roundtree, who made it a point to come out on this stormy night and be here for our live taping.
Nice day to choose, Laura.
What?
Nice day to choose.
I can't control the weather. Yeah. As control freak as I am, that's something that's out of my realm. But thank you, Dave Roundtree, who heads up Skylands Paranormal Investigators. And what did he say? That? Oh, spinvestigations.org? Are they .org or .com?
I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't remember either.
.com.org. Just try one.
Oh, I do have their link right on our links page, so you can get to Dave's site, so it's awesome. And they're doing a tremendous amount of work, and he's making amazing advancements in the field of EVP collection and study, so much so that he will be doing a presentation at our November Hackettstown meeting this month, so you'll have to check that out. And thanks again to Don Slepian of DonSlepian.com for our theme song, and of course, thanks to all of you for listening. Keep downloading the shows weekly, because at some point in life, you have to meet the deadline.